Seamus Toomey has some extremely local news for us. And in the Northwest Side news, or as we say, the Northwest Side, Jeff Fest is back. That is good to hear. Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yep. Jeff Fest is starting today. Begins at 5 o'clock tonight. This is at Jefferson Memorial Park at 4822 North Long Avenue. And this is the 20th anniversary. It's an arts and music fest with lots of local bands, giving them a chance to get up on stage and in front of the crowd. It's going to be, they say there's a lot of space there. People can spread out. It's all outside, so they're, hoping it's not going to look like Lollapalooza did last night. But they had to skip last year, they're back this year. Food, there's going to be some kids activities, and it runs all weekend. Starts 2 to 10 tomorrow and Sunday.
And there's some good news in Uptown for the Boys and Girls Club. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I like the story. This is the Uptown Boys and Girls Club. It's at 4835 North Sheridan Road. They just got a big grant from the NBA and State Farm to upgrade their technology center, which had been getting a little outdated. So they came in, and Chris Paul was part of this. He did a virtual visit for all the kids there. All new computers, TVs, smart boards. It looks brand new. Just really giving these kids some updated technology to keep pace. They got it a couple weeks ago. This is the Peterson McCormick Boys and Girls Club in Uptown. So congrats to them. And they've got Chris Paul has fans for life now, I think, after talking to all the kids. This is a little bit before the NBA Finals, but pretty cool to have someone at the top of this game there giving them a boost.
And how. And good for Chris Paul. And it's good to hear that on the South Side that store is finally open again. What was that, a Jewel? Jewel Osco?
Right. This is the Jewel Osco at 94th and Ashland. It's kind of hard to believe that it's been closed this entire year. It was, badly damaged and looted last summer. So many other places, opened quickly, but the one in Auburn Gresham really got damaged badly, and they wanted to do it right. So they've completely rebuilt it. They've renovated it. They cut the ribbon on it this week. And one of the cool parts is Jewel made a huge community room for the South Shore drill team, which is now going to be their headquarters, 2,000 square feet where they can practice in there, they can meet there, they can study in there. So everyone, in the parade season, everyone loves the South Shore drill team, but they practice year-round, so now they've got a home at the local Jewels.
The Jewels, I like that. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus. See you next week, and have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.
Extremely local news sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.